Now, a story we can all relate to here at Morning Report. Well, anyone who struggles with the morning sometimes. Coffee's qualities are well known for aiding human productivity, but researchers have found out we're not the only ones. It seems bees get a buzz from caffeine too. That's very nice. More specifically, it helps them find the best flowers. For more on this, we're joined by Sarah Arnold, a lecturer in insect behaviour at the University of Greenwich. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Okay, how did you work this out?
There have been quite a bit of research in the past that found that in honeybees in particular, that giving them caffeine helps them retain memories for longer. And we thought, well, what if you gave it to them in the nest and used that to remember, help the bees remember what flowers out in the rest of the world might smell like, so that when you release them out of their nest, would that make them better at finding those flowers? And this could be particularly important if you are a grower of strawberries. And in the UK, at least, the strawberry growers import absolutely thousands of bumblebee nests every year in order to pollinate their crops. So they really need those bumblebee nests to work as hard as possible.
How well do bees learn this stuff? Do they pick it up pretty quick?
Yeah, bees are amazing learners, but often they can forget stuff quite quickly if it's not being reinforced. And it seems like caffeine helps them hang on to those memories a bit better.
Doesn't it just? In terms of the caffeine, the other effects of caffeine, of course, sometimes you can have a bit of a crash. You obviously become fairly, well, dependent on it sometimes. Do the bees become dependent on caffeine?
We didn't monitor them in this particular experiment for long enough to find that out. It's certainly something that we'd want to discover if this was something that was deployed outside the laboratory. So in our experiment, we were giving them a little bit of caffeine in the nest alongside the odours of the flowers that we wanted them to visit and some sugar solution, so that when the bees tasted the sugar solution and smelt that flower smell, they thought, oh, this is great, this is amazing, and the caffeine helped them to hang on to that smell, so that when we release them out, then when they'd encounter other flowers, so we used robot flowers that had that same flower smell, they zoomed in on that really effectively and were visiting it much more than other bees that hadn't received the caffeine. So it seems to give them that bit of a boost first thing when they're first coming out to forage.
Sarah Arnold, thank you very much for that fascinating stuff. Lecturer in insect behaviour at the University of Greenwich.